T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention, terrorists. Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Okay, so Elon Musk. You know what's fascinating here? Elon Musk, this is why everybody is so glued to him right now. Because he is doing something that is, you just don't see in this society very much, in our society. You never say what's true or what's real.
Yeah.
You never say that. You never do. You never accurately describe the way that we live or else.
You used to say the truth will set you free. Now they say the truth will get you banned from social media.
Yeah, really. So Elon Musk, and I'd asked this question when he was going to bring free speech to Twitter. I don't know what he's doing with Twitter now. It's complicated as you go from hour to hour. But, you know, I said when he was going to bring the free speech back to Twitter, I mean, they will destroy him before they let him do that. They absolutely will. And now he's come out and said this. Says he'll be voting Republican for the first time ever. And here's what he said. Okay, you cannot speak this in our society, but he just did. And you know what? He nailed them. He nailed the Democrats in 3 lines. This is who they are. In the past, I voted Democrat, Elon Musk tweeted, because they were, and he puts it in parentheses, mostly the kindness party. He said he didn't think he'd ever voted a Republican, you know, for a Republican before. He said, but they have become the party of division and hate. So I can no longer support them and will vote Republican. Then he writes the 3rd line. Now watch their dirty tricks campaign against me unfold.
Oh, good for Elon. Yeah.
He nailed them in 3
absolutely.
Lines.
Absolutely.
You are not allowed to criticize the Democrat Party. You're not allowed to have an opinion about the Democrat Party that's anything but positive. And if you do, you must shut up or they will destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is fascinating. He knows what the price of this is. I mean, and I've marveled at this from the beginning, Lee, because people say, oh, he's a billionaire. They can't destroy him. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you see President Trump? He was the president. He went first. Yeah, they can destroy him. His businesses are in 2 highly regulated industries that depend on government acquiescence across the board. He said in the past, I voted Democrat because they were mostly the kindness party. He then said, he's in a separate tweet, now that he's criticized them, he said, quote, political attacks on me will escalate dramatically in the coming months. He warned, he predicted the dirty attacks will be next level. This is exactly how they operate. They terrorize you. And the first shoe dropped. Tesla got booted from the S&P 500 ESG. An ESG is essentially a rating of how much of the Democrat Party's agenda you have adopted as a company.
Right.
If you don't want to go along, then you're a bad person.
And that's sad because it's sad and it's also interesting because there is no company that is more in line with at least the environmental policy of the Democrat Party than Tesla. They are the leading, the national and the world leader in the manufacturing, not just development, not just testing, not just thinking about doing it, but the development and sales of electric vehicles, which are sold because not just because they're electric, but because they're good vehicles for the most part. I mean, they've got some certain quality control issues like any manufacturer at times, but they are actually an enjoyable vehicle to own and to drive. And they are powered by electricity, which, of course, is one of the goals of the green movement, of the Democrat Party, of the environmentalist. And for them to do this and to punish him, even though he is engaged in a business, and quite honestly, if he had not been able to do this, We wouldn't even be talking about electric vehicles in the market right now.
And they loved him before, but you criticized that you are done, even if what you said is true. So listen to his next tweet, because this really nails it. We're talking about ESG scores. Folks, those are terrifying. We have some wonderful women, including Diane Hardy, who I've had on my show.
Explain what that is again, ESG.
ESG is Environmental, Social, and Governance Index. Go ahead.
And I'm just going to say, in other words, if you are socially and politically doing investing the right way, then we will approve of you and put you on our index.
Right. Now, those investments may actually absolutely blow up in your customers' faces, but that's okay.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Okay. You at least had the good intentions, the kindness, as Elon had mentioned in that tweet.
And there's a lot of ways you can get that score within each category. Like, you could give to the right liberal nonprofits, those promoting intolerance and economic destruction, for instance.
While claiming equity and multiple.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. So you can do those things too. Okay, so here Elon Musk talks about, and by the way, what's terrifying about this, they are working right now to extend these scores to people. Mm-hmm. People. And so there's some wonderful ladies working to get that outlawed in our state, and I'm hoping that they have some success with it. I think the bill probably won't be taken up till next session now, but we're going to definitely get behind it on the show, like we got behind the Protect Women's Sports Bill. And by the way, I want to congratulate you. That was national news. You did that. This audience did that. That bill was all but done in committee when we started calling. And it was just a matter of telling your representatives, hey, you know what? We know about this. You're not fooling us. If it dies, we're going to be mad. And we're watching it. And it started moving again. We were able to get it all the way to Henry McMaster's desk. He obviously was only lukewarm in his happiness about signing it, since he didn't even hold a public ceremony for that. And I get, for people like him, it's a thing of shame to protect women's sports. I get it. It was probably very embarrassing at the cocktail parties. But you drug him to the signing bench and you made him do it. So good. We just did that. We're going to go after ESGs next year, because that's not happening here. We're not having that in the state. I don't care if it comes from the private sector. It's pure evil. But anyway, Elon Musk tweeted this, and boy, does this nail it, okay? He was just removed from the S&P 500 ESG, right? And they said because, Tesla's racist. And they also said that Tesla, the reason in part was because they had a low carbon strategy. They make electric cars?
Yeah.
Do they need another strategy? What other strategy do they need? Okay, so Elon Musk tweets this. Exxon is rated top 10 best in the world for environment, social, and governance by the S&P 500. Well, Tesla didn't even make the list. They were kicked off.
Which makes electric vehicles.
Yes, Tesla makes it. So Exxon, cool.
Which drills
not,
for oil.
Right.
And refines oil and sells gasoline.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know what? This is just, what this rating is? If you're in good with the Democrat Party, you keep your mouth shut. Then you get to participate in commerce. If you're Elon Musk and you're actually doing the things they claim they want done for the environment, but you, and you know Elon Musk's criticism of them? It's not like he's out there just calling them names to be mean. He has nailed them on everything, including, I'm going to play some of this coming up, inflation. He said, listen, they caused the inflation. They did the printing. We're like Venezuela. He said that. And then, bam, there goes his ESG rating.
This ESG thing has an interesting analogy that I was just thinking about. Okay, so basically this is telling you how these companies invest and how you should feel about them. Well, think back a few years. There used to be such a thing that you would get passed around in churches called voter guides, which would point out the policies of candidates. And the left went nuts about that because it criticized, or it didn't criticize, but it pointed out the voting record of liberal, progressive, secularist, which were counter to the beliefs of many Christian churches. But yet, when these voter guides were put out in some of the Southern Baptist churches, the left just went nuts. Because, you're trying to influence an election. You're trying to tell people how they should vote. No, we're just informing you on how these people are voting and what policies they're representing.
Yeah, the same thing happened in the Catholic Church, too.
Yeah.
They didn't say who to vote for. They did not say that.
No, absolutely not. They'd simply, here's a candidate. Here's where they stand on this issue. Here's a candidate. Here's where they stand on this issue. And they would, in whatever the candidate's party was, sure, okay, here's what the Democrat says about this issue. Here's what the Republican says about this issue. That's it. Well,
yeah. Somebody on the text line is brilliantly pointing out ESG scores for businesses. That's just social credit score system. That's all it is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a ranking of how down you are with the Democrat Party. So he knows what the punishment is going to be for this, and he's doing it anyway. He's basically saying they're a thugocracy. They're coming for me. You cannot criticize them or they will wreck you. And he's right.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.